jazz has been around for a while, hence you might think that it's impossible for jazz musicians to do anything entirely new. Well, LA-based jazz saxophonist Kamasi Washington would like to prove you wrong. In 2015, he composed a three-hour album of original material appropriately called The Epic. He told us what went into that record.
I was really trying to make an album that really represented who I am. You know, 'cause I didn't really know what would come of it. I just wanted to have something that I knew was me. And so I ended up recording a whole lot. I recorded like 45 songs. And collectively, we recorded like 190 songs. And for me, it was just kind of sifting through all those songs and kind of finding the ones that really worked together and that also really kind of represented my journey through music.
For most of his career, Kamasi played as a studio musician for other artists like Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Lauryn Hill, even rapper Kendrick Lamar.
How much a dollar really costs? The question is detrimental, paralyzing my thoughts. Parasites in my stomach keep me with a gut feeling, y'all. Gotta see how I'm chilling once I park this luxury car.
Yeah, Kendrick is really cool. I mean, he's really open. An artist that really lets you kind of pour your heart into the music. And he's really looking for you to contribute, like, what you hear. Because, you know, sometimes artists or people, they just want a very little small part of who you are. Kendrick kind of really kind of reaches for your essence in music.
But Kamasi Washington says the time came for him to write his own music.
There's only 24 hours in a day, you know. You can get kind of overwhelmed with it, I guess. Lose sight of who you are as a musician. Because, you know, when you're getting pulled in this direction and that direction, at some point you have to basically say no to do your own thing. You know? So that's what I had to do.
His latest record is The Harmony of Difference. It is considerably shorter than The Epic, but its purpose is more meaningful.
The idea of it was a celebration of diversity. Like, it was a metaphor for it. I wrote five songs that totally exist on their own, but then in the six-part truth, you hear all five songs at the same time. So my sister made six paintings in a similar way. The first five songs were each attached to one of her paintings. You kind of have an individual experience, like looking at one painting and hearing a song. And then after the first five songs are over, you turn around and everyone in the room will have a group experience of seeing this film that went along with the sixth part of the suite, in which you heard all five songs at the same time.
But Kamasi says the live show is really where everything clicks.
I really try to make it like a kind of shared experience with the audience, or with everyone in the room, basically. The tempos, the keys, the feel, even the chord changes and everything else, like, can change pretty drastically from night to night, just kind of based off that energy of the room. I hope to, like, kind of take a journey with the people there, and then by the end of it, we're all completely, like, connected.
That is jazz saxophonist and composer Kamasi Washington. He will perform at the Georgia Theater in Athens tonight at 9 p.m. and this Friday at the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta at 8 p.m.